Heaters of any kind give me the heebie-jeebies. And when I'm working in my garden and become face to web with a big black and yellow garden spider, I'm out of there. But once I get my wits about me, I welcome the creepy critter because it's doing me a great service. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says they're beneficial in the garden because their webs are large and capture a lot of prey in them.
Their prey can be a lot of the different kinds of pest insects that you don't want in your garden, or mosquitoes that are buzzing around, and then they run over and wrap them up in silk and gobble them down. So they're beneficial because they help to keep those populations of pests in check. They're natural pest control, and all they want is room and board.
Garden spiders spin their webs in sunny areas with tall vegetation. However, we don't see them until later in the season when spiderlings become adults. Larson says the females are the bright black and yellow spiders. The males are much smaller and less colorful. There is one mystery that scientists haven't agreed on. What's up with the white zigzag pattern in the center of the web?
There's a lot of theories. One of them is that it's there to protect and camouflage the spider so a predator might miss them. There's another theory that it helps to attract prey somehow, that zigzag brings in those pests that we're trying to get eaten. Another theory is that it warns birds about the web. The web is otherwise quite invisible, especially to a fast-flying bird, but they see that zigzag and perhaps they'll steer out of the way.
Although they look ferocious, garden spiders are quite shy and aren't poisonous to humans. However, if one decides to bite you, it'll feel like a bee sting. Learn more about garden spiders at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, curfew in effect for a mile square area of downtown Los Angeles following days of protests against ICE raids in restaurants, businesses, and at immigration hearings where migrants who show up for regular check-ins are being rounded up. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on another place that's happening.
In San Antonio, agents on Tuesday escorted migrants walking out of their scheduled immigration hearings onto a bus and led them away. Protester Kat Yaraka notes that the ICE officials covered their faces and removed their ID badges.
If you didn't know you were doing wrong, you wouldn't be wearing a mask. You wouldn't have taken off your name tag. You'd be proud of the work you were doing.
The group escorted onto a bus Tuesday included several men, a woman, and a child. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
President Trump is warning against any protests at the big military parade in Washington, D.C. this weekend. It's being held to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Army and just happens to fall on the president's 79th birthday. Today. This is ABC News. The New Jersey governor's race is all set. Democrat Mikey Sherrill, current congresswoman from New Jersey, will face Republican Jack Cinerelli, who is a close ally of President Trump. Okay, just when you thought it might be safe to go outside for the summer, something called Asian needle ants come marching in one by one.
Over the past few years, we've been hearing about the Asian spotted lanternflies catching all the headlines, spreading across the U.S. Well, they're still a problem, but now health experts are warning of an invasive species known as the Asian needle ant, detected in at least 20 states. That species gets its name because it's tiny, just a fifth of an inch long, and this needle ant can also sting, leading to hives and itching and even difficulty breathing. Experts say those ants thrive in chopped wood. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Five-time Olympic gold medalist Mary Lou Retton arrested, charged with DUI. She is pleading no contest. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage. Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans. Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke. Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy. Just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger, Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers. We're going to drop down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and a high right around 73. Make your bathroom amazing for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A Janesville man has been found guilty of a child sexual assault from 2007. A Rock County judge handed down that sentence against 35-year-old Kyle Dean Tuesday. Prosecutors say Dean assaulted multiple victims, and several witnesses testified at a hearing Monday. A sentencing date has been set for August. Health experts in Wisconsin are pushing for expanded screening for a common newborn infection. UW Health Kids says cytomegalovirus can pass from expecting moms to the fetus, and earlier detection can help prevent or address things like hearing loss that stems from CMV. And Governor Tony Evers has announced more than $10 million to bolster Wisconsin's workforce. The governor's office says 10 regional workforce development organizations will receive grants through the Worker Advancement Initiative, which has been in place since 2021 to assist people whose jobs haven't come back since the pandemic.
Still looking for something for Dad this Father's Day? Stop by Fleet Farm and get him a gift he really wants at the best price guaranteed. Like Columbia apparel and footwear, now 25% off. Or get him a Wildview video trail cam for just $29.99. And what Dad wouldn't love, a Milwaukee M12 5-tool combo kit for under $200. For these and more last-minute Father's Day deals, stop by your local Fleet Farm or check out our latest weekly ad at fleetfarm.com.
Good morning at 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of financing for the Madison Street project, an updated fee schedule, and reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at Durand City Hall. That is a new time and will be live streamed on the WRDN website. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking public input on a Western Wisconsin bridge improvement project. The project would replace six bridges between the Chippewa River and Nelson on Highway 35. Now, those bridges were originally built in 1933, and the Department of Transportation says they have reached their end of service lives. The project is expected to take an estimated 2 years to complete. Public comments are due by July 11th. The Pepin County Health Department is reminding residents that think they or their children have the measles to not show up at the ER or doctor's office unannounced. Because measles is very contagious, it's recommended that you call ahead so that the ER or doctor's office can prepare ahead of time to help prevent the spread of the disease. Currently, there are no measles cases being reported anywhere in Wisconsin. A man who was the recent subject of a manhunt in Eau Claire appeared in court via video on Tuesday. Leo Lacey has been charged with crimes including hit and run, intentionally pointing a firearm at a person, theft of property, and false imprisonment. At a preliminary hearing yesterday, Lacey stated that he had been unable to secure a lawyer. The court is allowing him more time to do so, and his next appearance is scheduled for later this month. The verdict is in for a defendant charged in the killing of a man 6 years ago in La Crosse. 45-year-old Anquin St. Julius has been convicted of killing Virgil Stewart. Prosecutors say that St. Julius fatally stabbed Stewart at a location on South 7th Street in January of 2019. Jurors found the defendant guilty of second-degree reckless homicide. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Federal prosecutors are saying that the criminal charges filed against Milwaukee County Judge Henna Dugan should stand. The U.S. Justice Department submitted the statement Monday in response to a motion filed by Dugan's attorneys, arguing the case against her should be dropped. The judge is facing separate misdemeanor and felony counts for allegedly ushering an undocumented man out of a back door in her courtroom to prevent federal immigration agents from taking him into custody. Representatives for Dugan say her actions should fall under judicial immunity. Federal attorneys claim dismissing the case on those grounds would be unprecedented and would essentially say the judges are above the law. Wisconsin's Medicaid system is to see major changes if President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill is fully passed through Congress and signed into law. State Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says roughly 63,000 current recipients across Wisconsin would not meet the work requirements included in the version of the bill that was passed in the House last month. The changes would also cost the state's taxpayers $8 million to put those work requirements into place during the first year. That according to Hanna. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is accusing the Evers administration of lying about the budget. Governor Evers had said in a statement, Republicans refused to agree to meaningful investments in education, child care, and the UW system as negotiations broke down. Appearing on WISN's Up Front, Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not at the amount Evers wants. Voss says Republicans were also willing to give the UW system funding, but less than the governor and system's $800 million request. Budget talks between Evers and Republican lawmakers broke down last week. The Minnesota legislature has approved a $66 billion two-year budget with time to spare. Lawmakers beat a Tuesday morning deadline to avert the July 1st partial government shutdown. The Minnesota House and Senate did pass 14 bills as part of the spending plan. One piece of the legislation is controversial measures that deny adults undocumented immigrants access to Minnesota's public health insurance program. The bill would still allow the children of undocumented immigrants to enroll in Minnesota care. The proposal now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk. He's expected to sign it even though he opposes the legislation. Other legislation that passed included a $700 million bonding bill that invests in roads, bridges, drinking water, and other infrastructure. A Rochester woman has been accused of scamming a man out of his rent for a property that she did not own. Clara Schott has been charged with theft by swindle. Police say the victim was met with the defendant and gave her a check for $1,600 and also wired her $650 for rent and a security deposit. The man then found out later from a listing agent that Schott did not own the property. The defendant was released on bail with conditions and is expected back in court July 29th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Kakana goats are back to work this year at the Thousand Islands Environmental Center. The animals are going out daily to munch on invasive plants at the nature area. They'll be in action through June 23rd. Thousand Islands is one of the few organizations that has volunteers that care for the goats year-round so they can be used for invasive plant management. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
The Minnesota Twins got knocked around the ballpark during a 16-4 loss to the Texas Rangers in Minneapolis. The Twins surrendered 5 runs in the 5th and 6 runs in the 8th. Max Wallner homered in the losing effort, and Simeon Woods Richardson was charged with his 3rd loss after getting tagged for 6 earned runs and 1 unearned run in 4 2/3 innings. David Festa starts for the Twins against the Rangers tonight. The Minnesota Vikings are locking down their second-string tight end. Minnesota signed Josh Oliver to a 3-year deal worth just over $23 million yesterday. The 28-year-old is one of the top run-blocking tight ends in the NFL. He caught 22 passes for 258 yards and 3 touchdowns last season. The Minnesota Lynx go for their 10th win in a row when they visit the Seattle Storm tonight. The Lynx crushed the Wings 81-65 on the road Sunday. Minnesota is in first place in the WNBA with a 9-0 record. High school baseball yesterday on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In a game here on WRDN in Division III boys baseball in the sectional semifinal, Westby defeated Mondovi 2-0. In the other semifinal, Fenimore over Cuba City 1-0, and Fenimore defeated Westby 3-2 in 8 innings. Meanwhile, from the Division III Augusta sectional, Elk Mound defeated Marathon in the semifinal 11-1, Barron over Spooner 5-2, and in the championship game, Barron edged Elk Mound 12-11. From the Division IV Blair sectional, Pittsville had defeated Blair Taylor in the state semifinal by a score of 2-1. They won, and Pittsville won in the championship round, defeating Highland 13-5. From boys state golf, for the first time in program history, Durand, Arkansas, our state golf champions. The Panthers captured the Division III title on Tuesday afternoon. They finished with a score of 651 to beat Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser by 10 strokes. So congratulations to the Division III state golf champion, Durand, Arkansas Panthers. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Still getting around to that fix on your car?
You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE-5.
The Brewers even their series with Atlanta, pulling out a 4-1 victory last night over the Braves. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson Churio and Jake Bowers each club two-run homers, and Quinn Priester allowed a run in six innings of work to pick up the win. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's credit to the front office, you know, for really picking this kid out specifically, saying we got a chance. I remember like 3 weeks before we got him, Matt Arnold talking to me about like, hey, this is the guy that we want to go after. You remember him from the Pirates and blah, 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 blah. And of course we did, and, you know, had a good arm. I didn't remember specifics, and you know, he talked about this great sinker and that they've done their research, and it's great to see it happen.
Rubber game of the series is this afternoon. The Brewers calling up their top pitching prospect, Jake Mazeroski. He is 4-2 with a 2.13 ERA and 13 appearances at AAA Nashville, set to start the series opener against the Cardinals on Thursday. With a potential shortage at corner, the Packers started their mandatory minicamp yesterday with wide receiver Bo Melton giving defensive back a shot. Matt LaFleur said they presented the idea to Melton. He said he's up for the challenge. LaFleur said it's early, though, with Tuesday just being the first day of the experiment.
It's going to be pretty fluid, I would say. You know, I kind of presented it to him, and I know obviously there's a lot of attention with Hunter down there in Jacksonville, what he's doing, and so we just kind of presented it to him, and he said he was up for the challenge.
Packers offensive lineman Elton Jenkins, who skipped OTAs in a contract dispute, was on hand yesterday but only did work with the rehab group. NBA Finals resume tonight with Game 3 in Indianapolis. Pacers and Thunder all squared at a game apiece. 49th WIAA State Softball Tournament gets underway in Madison today. D1 quarterfinals kick off at 11 with Kakana taking on Sun Prairie East. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of a shower or storm this afternoon. We will still see some of those areas of smoke. Highs upper 70s, north winds at around 10. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms. Lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, a 60% chance of showers and storms. And we'll have highs in the low 70s. Currently across the region, do have some clouds. Mondovi 70, Wabasha, Nelson 67, Ogallee, Lake City, and Pepin 66, Plum City 65. Here, WRDN 67 with Eric Church in Springsteen. It's 7:23.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shade, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was saying to you, you was were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. Your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yeah, sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long.
Day by day, we let love just walk away, and I'll be the first to say, I was glad to see it going day by day. Ever since you went away, I find that I'm still missing you. I just got to know, does that blue ever shine on you? I wanna hold you close to me, feel just like it used to be. And baby, if you feel like I do, you can come to me. Does that blue moon ever shine on you? On my mind, you were right there all the time. I could search and never find someone that does me like you do. Here's a part where I'm giving you my heart. I was a fool to let you go. Girl, I just got to know. Ever shine on you.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone, I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Morgan Whalen, just in case, 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Next hour, birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRD and 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. You can send us a message that way as well. During the 9 o'clock hour, about 9:10 or so, we'll have part three of our spotlight on the Peterson Family Dairy. They're the host of this Saturday's Pierce County Dairy Breakfast, the Peterson Family Dairy just south of River Falls on Highway 29. Looking forward to that. And we'll have part three coming up here this morning at about 9:10. We'll also tell you about more snakes in Florida. Yeesh. And how they've been removed. Well, that's a good thing. We'll tell you about that coming up this morning as well. Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas boys golf team. State champs. Good job, boys. In Division III golf, they came back last night. It's what, right around 6 o'clock or so. I saw the parade go through town. So congratulations to the boys on that. First time in the program that they've been state golf champs. That's awesome. So congratulations to the boys. Also, tough day yesterday for Mondovi and Elk Mound boys baseball. Of course, we had the Mondovi sectional semifinal. Boy, they had a chance. They had a chance. That darn third inning kind of did them in when Westby scored those two runs. Buffaloes just couldn't get, had a couple of chances with two runners on and just couldn't get those runners across the plate. But a great season otherwise for both Mondovi and Elk Mound. Elk Mound's game turned into a big hitter's duel, I guess. Wow, 12-11 game with Barron winning and advancing to the state tournament
in Appleton. But again, congratulations to both those two teams on a great season. Fun to do the baseball game yesterday in Mondovi, thanks to some of the parents with Mondovi Baseball who wanted the game on the radio. And it was when a few of them had reached out to me last Thursday. And, of course, with FunFest getting gearing up and had to help Rhonda out with a lot of different things, it was like, I just, there's no way I'm going to be able to juggle all of these balls in the air. And they were able to get, they said, well, we'll get some sponsors, and they did. And so thank you to the parents as well for helping out with that. And thank you to the sponsors that we had yesterday as well for Mondovi Baseball. Again, there's all those WYAA rights fees that we have to pay, this, that, and the other thing. So it's always a little bit more complicated than at first blush, to say the least. But thanks to our sponsors as well. We basically now are done with high school sports here for the summer. We'll get ready in, what, third week of August for first game in football. What? Already? Actually, we'll be switching to, of course, dairy breakfasts and fairs as well. We'll be once again doing our YouTube coverage of livestock shows from the Buffalo Pepin County Fair, the Dunn County Fair, Northern Wisconsin State Fair as well, and Pierce County Fair too. So getting geared up for all of that. Well, it's summertime, you know, a lot of different events going on, and it's just nature of the beast, right? But looking forward to, again, we're going to have kicking off some of our dairy breakfast coverage, again, starting on Saturday over in Pierce County. Looking forward to that. The smoke, did you see it yesterday evening? Wow. From those Canadian wildfires, that smoke's going to stick around. And we do have some rain on the way, too. We'll have that forecast coming up.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial and Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have a 40% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. We'll also have that areas of smoke, too. Highs upper 70s, north winds at around 10. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, 60% chance of showers and storms. Again, areas of smoke throughout the day as well. Highs, low 70s. Mix of clouds and sun across the region. Mondovi at 70. Wabasha, Nelson 67. Ogallee, Lake City, and Pepin 66. Plum City 65. 67 here in downtown Durand with George Strait. And check yes or no, it's 740.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. Kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, crossed the monkey bars to the merry-go-round.
And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love?
Daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch raised, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say, son, graduate in college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. 'Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. But I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. For minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but sure save gas and them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, let me tell you right now.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Fix What You Didn't Break, Nate Smith, 750. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, Arkansas Creek Park Day coming up this Saturday with the Arkansas Fur Fish and Game Club. There'll be parade, kids games, food, refreshments, and more. Just visit the Arkansas Fur Fish and Game Club's Facebook page for a complete list of events. Well, 6,300 pounds of Burmese pythons were removed from the Everglades region recently. 6,300 pounds of pythons? Yeesh. The Conservancy of Southwest Florida announced the record-breaking catch Monday. The group targets adult females to prevent the invasive snake from reproducing. Since 2013, they have stopped 20,000 python eggs from hatching. Just 6,300 pounds of pythons. Oh, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Remember the last time you had your picture taken? What was it the photographer said to make you smile? Cheese. One of our favorite foods. We put it on burgers and sandwiches, omelets and quiches, and we love to fondue. Say cheese.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work year-round. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Join the Durand Sportsman's Club June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club for the 38th Annual Sportsman's Club Fundraiser. Over $50,000 in prizes will be awarded, including three Polaris SXS ATVs. Midnight Special performs from 6 to 10. Tickets for the giveaways are available at area businesses and any Durand Sportsman's Club member. Visit the Durand Sportsman's Club's Facebook page for more information. It's the 38th Annual Durand Sportsman's Club Fundraiser June 21st from 5 to 10 at the Durand Rod and Gun Club.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, the note said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said you did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plains Candy Apple Red Rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph in the gas station man just
started to laugh. She said, I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said, good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I?